Yeah, everything's fine. You know, no break-ins yet. How is your trip going so far? Oh. No. I told you, you need to fix your fucking AC. Didn't I say? Didn't I say it a million goddamn times? And what did you do? Just not listen. That's right. I'm glad you acknowledge it. I'm glad you admit it. Yeah, okay, so, well, then live through my learned experiences. That's why I tell you about them. I mean, Mike, fucking, God, Jesus Christ, dude. You know what? You shit the bed, now you're sitting in it. And that's just how it's gonna have to go. Well, it could actually smell like it. So, just, you're lucky nothing died in there. It was a snake, and it wasn't my fault. You know what? I just don't want to hear I don't want to hear it. Your judgments, I don't want them. I don't need them. They'll make me cry. You'll make me cry. And then what'll that say about you? What a big, strong, manly man making your friend just weep and bawl. I'll blow my nose into your monogrammed towels, which are embarrassing to have, by the way. And I fucking brought your mail in, you jack off. This is how you repay me. I don't know. Do you give money to the Castle County Firemen Brigade? Well, then they're hoping you will. Ooh. What? It's not a federal offense if we're friends. All right? Just like it's not murder if you're pissing me off. Let's just see. All right. See, here's something fun. Coupon for Spirit Halloween. So that's fun. Which, by the way, I will take for myself if you don't cut me some goddamn slack. There it is. Just silence. Oh, also, where is your cleaning stuff, like your sprays or whatever? Well, because clearly someone was in a hurry when they left and didn't bother to clean up after their breakfast. I want to do it. I want, please, it'll bug me if I don't. Let me wipe your counter. Just your nasty, filthy counter. I'll leave everything else as is. You can walk back into your own biohazard, okay? But let me just do this one because it's right in my fucking face. Thank you. Wait, it was. Oh, okay. We've been over this. Yes, we have. You don't have to pay somebody. If you're on my route home, right, and I would just naturally be passing by anyway, and possibly stopping in and grabbing some gushers or whatever, then you don't have to pay them. And they're your friend. It's very nice. You're very sweet to offer, but it's okay. Just, you know, enjoy your extra spending money. Buy some kitschy shit. I don't know. Whoop. Now I dropped some of your shit. Ooh. Hold on now. I didn't see this one. Look, if I'm opening it up, I assume it's not like state secrets, right? And if it is, I've always kind of wanted to be in the witness protection program. I hate my name. Ooh. Well. Sandals Jamaica wants you to come on by. Spend $4,000. That could be fun. That could be what you do after this one. Oh, wait. Hold on. Ah, this one's just loose. I don't know what kind of like ads you get, what kind of stuff is often recommended to you on the internet. But clearly, somebody thinks that you are in desperate need of a new bra and panty set, because this is from Victoria's Secret. I'll just let you keep that one. I assume you want it. And because, I mean, here's the thing. Even if you can't find anything that fits, which is, you know, likely, you've got kind of fucked up shoulders. But I assume there's always somebody that you could get these for, some little lady worthy of your time. You would hope. Be smart out there. But, you know, buy her a new push-up. Who told you that? Okay. Well, she's an idiot. She is! It's really, I don't know, it's like, it's sexy when a guy, you know, has like something very specific in mind that he wants you to wear, and he, you know, he picks it out and he's like, oh, I really want to see you in this. Like, you would look really good in this. It's just shows he's been thinking about you and picturing you in certain situations. It's flattering, you know. Just as long as you let her pick her size, because that's, you know, a real risk. And also, you know, hopefully you'll have decent taste in outfits, which, that wasn't directed at you. Did you just naturally assume that it was? Is it because that you deep down have a feeling of inadequacy when it comes to pulling together an outfit? What is it? You know, you just seem rather defensive. That's all I'm getting at, is maybe you wouldn't be as, you know, hostile in your reactions. Maybe you wouldn't be quite as offended if you didn't think that there was some degree of truth in there. And I have seen your wardrobe, and that's... No, it's just a statement of fact. I'm leaving it there. Anyway, you know, and also, if you don't, if push comes to shove, which it very well may, and you are hours away from the expiration date, I could always take advantage. Yes. Look, one of us, just one, should look good, okay? And it's not that I'm not used to shouldering that particular burden. I feel like it is something that we have to uphold, okay? And just look, it's your coupon. I'll let you pick it out, okay? Just, I don't know, I'm being nice. It just seemed like a fair offer, you know? I mean, obviously, if you find the thought repulsive, then I don't have to, but I figured, you know, I'm due for some cute new sets, I think. I mean, I have some, obviously, but I, you know, you want something new and something kind of impressive, and I've it's a self-love journey is what it is, and you're bringing me down, and that's not what a good friend does. What a good friend does is they pump each other up, maybe not me to you, not that much. And it's not because I think you're a bad person. It's just because I think you're an ass and maybe you don't deserve it. But I do. I'm wonderful and I'm perfect and I am cleaning your counters. And it is, God, fuck, dude. Okay, I'm trying to get the guacamole, or I don't even know what it is. It's not budging. I hate you. And I love it. Just, you know what? Maybe you should pay me because I don't know what to do here. I am using all the elbow grease that I have, and this would be a good payment is if you just give me the fucking coupon. You give them the fucking coupon, you don't have to involve yourself any further. Obviously, that's not what you want in your life, but if it is, then that actually might be helpful because I'm not malfunctioning. I'm trying to see, God damn it, I'm trying to articulate my offer, okay? Okay. I'm afraid of skinny mirrors, is what it is. And if, should that be the case, you know, maybe I need somebody. It doesn't have to be you, but I do probably need somebody I can do a little bit of a fashion show for. And I don't have anybody else right now. So I guess I could just ask one of my other friends, but I feel like you're always pretty honest with me, sometimes to a fault, sometimes to the point where I want to paint you like a watermelon, throw you into a bloat of hungry hippos. But, you know, I just, all I really want is to make sure that I'm making the correct purchase. There. A sparkling surface. I know. I am good to you. Okay. Oh my god, I can hear your car just sputtering. Some people might consider it a real offer. The last guy that I changed in front of started stalking me, though, so, you know, accept at your own risk. Know your limits. Well, I guess technically he was stalking me before, but, oh, man, it got worse. Yeah, you never know. You never knew who you're gonna fall for. I'm just saying. Well, I applaud your confidence. Kind of tempted to test it now, but you know, if you really want to pay for my time, then you can take me to Spirit. Yeah. Oh, look, I'm always down for a trip, and I desperately need new cobwebs, so. The cobwebs in my, excuse me? Oh, you know what? If this is how you speak to girls, then it's no wonder you have no one to spend that fucking coupon on, all right? So, just... Yeah, okay, yeah, well, I'm so glad that you find the malnourishment of my sex life to be a top dollar topic. Maybe I brought it up first, but I also just cleared a bag full of old bagel crumbs and Smuckers off your counter. I put myself on the nearest Ant Hill's hit list all for you. Do you really think it's proper decorum to shit all over my lack of suitors? Is that what's fun for you? Is that what's going to get you all the votes? Yeah, well, maybe if you brought hotter friends around, then... No, not... Not fair. Because also just kind of makes you look bad to even... You knew that he only eats Captain Crunch when you introduced us. Which is all... I mean... Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. It's Cap'n Crunch and cigarettes. I'm good. Okay? Do you think that would have been an appropriate match? Is that what you see for my future? Nice. Look, are you taking me to Spirit or not? It's the least you could do. You've already desecrated what remained of my pride. You might as well shop for a big plastic casket. Plus, you went on vacation, and you didn't even think about stuffing me into your suitcase. And now I'm stuck going about my daily routine when I could be sticking my head out of your sweltering car. So, it was rude. That's all I'm saying. You're rude. Do you promise? Pinky swear. Do the motion. No, I felt it. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Yeah. Next time. Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's, yeah. No, I should be getting going anyway. Well, I will be back tomorrow to check on stuff. Don't die. See ya. Okay. All right. So, watered the plants. Counter mail. No criminals. Oh. All right. Then No. Okay. Well, now I've never been alone here before. Let's not be too hasty. Is a cute ass place. Oh, you need to hang something on that wall though, dude. I keep telling you. Maybe I should just buy him a painting and force him to put it up. I've never been in here by myself. Weird. Like that you still use picture frames. Fucking hipster. We look good here. Well, he looks good. Ugh, I really do look like shit. Don't display that. I guess I can consider it a compliment. I'll take what I can get. This is your view. The lack of glow in the dark stars is such a turn off. You need a woman's touch. Yes. Oh, so much space. I want a king. Do you ever wish I slept here too? I don't know. Oh my God. Oh my God, of course it smells like him. It's his fucking pillow. This feels creepy. It's definitely creepy if he isn't interested. I'm sorry. Maybe you shouldn't have such a comfy bed. It's your fault, dude. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, I'm 13. Am I 13? You don't just pretend a pillow. That's not even yours. It's not even yours. What is wrong with you? I say that like I don't know. Am I a loser? I bet you'd say yes. Forgive me if you found out I liked you. Oh, I like to think you would. I wouldn't hold that against me. God. I bet you'd relish in it and blow your ego so out of proportion. You'd be so nice to me, though. Oh, that makes it worse. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? You know? Swoon more? Hope? That's so dangerous. Just emotionally egg my house and be done with it. You know? Like, just let me move on. Please don't. Please don't do that. I take it back. I take it back. What would you do if you woke up next to me? Like, if it wasn't a mistake. Good morning. Does you sleep well? Not too long. Maybe about 10 minutes. You are so handsome. Did you know that? You're always beautiful. Makes me feel like a fucking potato half the time. Do you think I'm pretty? Really? Like ever? I guess in this scenario, you do. Like, you wouldn't be waking up to me if you didn't. I mean, I would hope so. You're not just gonna ding-dong ditch me, right? No, of course not. I've always wanted to. Ugh. This is why I got in trouble at school, you know, just overly indulgent daydreaming. You know, I just fell head over heels for you like an idiot. Yeah, I did. just happened. I wasn't expecting it. And I wasn't even expecting to meet you, honestly. I never really thought guys like you were out there. I mean, logically, I knew they had to be, but it feels different when you have one right in front of you. Just lending you his jacket and calling you a dumbass. Finding someone I actually like is it's very rare. I'm glad it's you. Ugh. Oh, I want to kiss his pillow again. Oh my god. I wish you were here so I could try. I feel like I almost have the courage. Sometimes I think you might like me back. I'm not crazy, am I? I'm gonna just touch your face and play with your hair. Oh, the amount of times that I just pretend that you're in my bed. We're not even doing anything. We're just together. Maybe I'm not being forward enough. I don't know. Should I make it more obvious? I can never tell. If you can tell how flustered you make me. Are you just being nice? Or are you one oblivious bastard? No, that's, you know what? No, that's not fair. Because I definitely do try to hide it. But if I didn't, if I just told you how much I think about you, and if you returned my feelings, and you took me to bed. I'd want to wake up still tangled together comfortably, but I want to look in your eyes and see you smile. I can't tell you how
arms around me. I bought one of those dense-ass body pillows just so I could feel like you were with me. Oh, my God. That's so pathetic. Don't hold it against me, please. Maybe hold me against you. Like we've just spent the night together. Like it's something we've done plenty of times already. We've got toothbrushes at each other's places, and I keep a stock of your favorite snacks, and you let me de-schlub particular areas of your house. Like curtains. I would change those curtains. Just to let light in better during the day. It'd be so pretty. Possibly annoying to wake up to, but then we can figure out a solution to that. Together. But that is after we wake up. And you drape your arm over me. Pull me in. And I know you'd be warm. You're always warm. Well, you're always warmer than me. And I know what you look like when you first wake up. It's stupid. Very cute. And this is a fantasy, so both of us taste like we brushed our teeth in our sleep. Oh, I need to kiss you so bad. I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, if you were here and if you were willing. Just trace my hands. All over. Down your back. Oh my God, I love your back. Just feel your shoulders. Your arms. You have no idea how good they look, dude. You have no idea. Oh, you're always distracting me with all the little ways that you move. In a very particular way. You have no clue. You have no goddamn clue. know how badly I want you. You know, so many of those times you've asked me why I look so tired. It's because I've entertained myself to thoughts of you for definitively too long the night before. Just lay here. You pull me in. Just feel your chest against my back.
Just My fucking pussy. Just please.
Oh.
This is unfair. Put your hand in my mouth. No, it needs to be two fingers, isn't it? Oh my god. Oh, this doesn't compare. I know this doesn't compare. Oh, fuck yourself, just milk yourself into me. Oh my god, you feel so good. Oh, it's all the way out. And then back. Oh, I want this to be you. Oh, fuck, I need you. God, I need you. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Oh, okay, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Oh, baby, please, 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 please. Oh, I need it. Oh, my God. That's it. On your back. Oh, your baby girl will take care of you. Oh, just... Oh, I want to ride you so bad. Do you like me grinding against you? Gorgeous. Oh, good. You should get used to it. Because I'm going to do it every day. Just ride you into your fucking mattress. Until you're screaming my name. Even once we hit the natural wind down of this relationship. And we're not screwing like rabbits day and night. I'm never gonna stop fucking you. Oh, right up the glass. Oh.
It's
oh, I want you. I need you. God, I need to have you. God, sorry. I'm such a fucking.
This was wildly inappropriate.
What am I gonna do? When can I hold you like this?
It's even a similar size. Firm ass pillow. Cuddling your pillow isn't as morally bankrupt. I guess that doesn't alleviate the magnitude of me just coming on. Sorry. Still smells like you now. At least mostly like you. Probably too much like me at this point. I do love that. I'm definitely gonna have to wash this pillowcase. There's no way up. Yep. Big damp spot. Oh. It's a positive, at least. If any deity is listening, I am embarrassed. So just, I do feel shame.
Also, if you're listening, if I
you give me a chance to show him? To show him everything that I want to do to him.
Invoking divine power to get a guy to go down on you. That's very chill. It's a really cool girl thing for you to do. You're such a good friend. Okay. I've lounged in shameful behavior enough. It's time to part ways, I guess. I hope he has enough detergent. Maybe some of that laundry sanitizer, too, just to be safe. One more kiss. Embarrassing. Or just wash the fucking bedding and get.
Tell me that's not a camera.